The 25-year milestone celebration for the Wimbledon Junior Tennis Initiative has been a day of community spirit for WJTI members, coaches, and parents. Set in the beautiful grounds of the AELTC Community Tennis Centre in Raynes Park on a sunny Saturday afternoon, the gentle pat of tennis balls and children shouting across tennis courts sets the vibe for the milestone celebration. The WJTI programme has served over 350,000 children since its inception in 2001, and the programme includes a six-week taster experience across 50 state primary schools in Merton and Wandsworth. This is followed by a selection of students who come to the community training centre until the age of 18, who receive free weekly tennis sessions. The experience is a full circle moment that helps cultivate amazing tennis skills, a love for the sport, and prepares kids for the wider challenges in life.
Thanks for coming, Mina. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Mark.
My name is Mark Codling. I'm the head community coach at the All England Lawn Tennis Club, and that encompasses the venue at Raynes Park and also Roehampton.
Okay, incredible. So what does reaching this 25-year milestone mean for you as head coach?
I mean, it's an unbelievable achievement. It's an unbelievable initiative. Mm-hmm. We started 25 years ago, and I was actually involved in the first school. And then since March, I've been head coach here. Part of my role is to oversee the programme. It's a fantastic initiative. We've seen nearly 300,000 children in 25 years based in the boroughs of Merton and Wandsworth. And recently we've worked very, very closely with children within the schools of the highest pupil premium.
So what gap do you feel the programme is filling today in the local community and for the sport of tennis?
So obviously it's taking the sport of tennis to a much bigger audience. We work with mainly key stage one, so that's the sort of nursery all the way up to year two, and obviously we work with the teachers as well and the parents, but it's also, yes, it's teaching about tennis and sport and a healthy lifestyle, but it's also teaching about, you know, listening to a coach or a teacher. It's about some good teamwork, it's about trying hard, it's about developing their coordination and their athletic skills. So hopefully if they don't want to play tennis, they're going to be more adverse to playing something else.
So if there are any Radio Jackie listeners out there who are interested in being a part of the program, how do they get involved, and which schools and which boroughs should they be a part of?
So basically we work with schools in Merton and Wandsworth. We don't go further afield than that, but we also run a program for the community here and at Roehampton, and we offer tennis to players of all ages, all standards, all levels. So come on down, check us out on Google and come and have a look and get involved.
For the kids that get selected to come into the weekly program for training, what do you and the other coaches look for? What should kids be aspiring to display in those 6 weeks when you go and work with them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously we want them to be fully engaged in you know, listening and working well with other children within the class, because a lot of the activities are around working in pairs or threes or fours. So, and then it's about having some good athletic skills, some good hand-eye coordination, some good balance, some good receiving skills, and some good sending skills. But then we also look for some cool backstories as well, and try and get those children involved, which, and give them an opportunity to play tennis where they probably wouldn't have.
Okay. And lastly, is there a story top of mind that you can give me that really encapsulates what this program is about and how it serves the community?
So we've got a few really good stories. And actually we had the boy and girl who did the coin tosses for the Wimbledon final. Mm-hmm. They were selected because of what they've given to the sport here and also what they've received out of tennis. And part of the program is we encourage the 16, 17 year olds to get involved in the coaching, and we put them through their level one and their level two for free. Mm-hmm. And then they get involved in the program and visit the schools also, and then help the kids improve. Mm-hmm. So there's probably 10 of them within the current program. And then in particular, Darren, started in the WJTI at the very beginning, mm-hmm. when he was like 10 or 11. And he's now gone through his four coaching qualifications. So he's an LTA level four coach. And he actually now goes back into the schools and delivers the WJTI curriculum. So he's heavily involved in, you know, selecting the next generation.
Mark, thank you so much for speaking to me. And what are you looking forward to during the rest of today?
I'm looking forward to some cake and some champagne.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
My name is Jenna Fontanilla. I am 18 years old and I was chosen from the WJTI from the School of St. Teresa's in Morden.
Theo Clark, I'm also 18 and I was chosen from the School of Sacred Heart in Roehampton.
When WJTI kind of came into your respective schools, what were your expectations? Did you even know that there was a program you could get onto?
Well, we were 4 years old, so it was basically just running around the playground, seeing who had the grit to actually want to run around, chase people. And we got a feel for the ball. We did some short throwing and catching. And it was coaches just looking around to see who had somewhat tennis potential, who had the actual want to be there, who wanted to be competitive with other children, who was sociable enough. And before you know it, I was chosen because I had quick feet. And now here we are. Yeah,
I mean, it's very similar for me. For us, I remember there were a lot of ball drills. And for me, it was my hand-eye coordination, I would say, that got me in. That's what I've been told, at least. So, yeah, I was just seeing who had that initial talent to sort of focus on the ball and understand the basics of the game. That's what they got you chosen for.
And obviously, you guys, you're coming in, you're learning how to technically play tennis, but then I think the program also gives you guys a lot of other soft skills. So what are some of those other softer skills that you have really valued through the process?
I found that my confidence, as well as everyone else could say that, my confidence has grown so much because you're quite forced into a whole group of, say, 15 other children at 4 years old to play a sport that you've never played before. And along with that, you just grow lifelong friendships with said people, like Theo. And yeah, so my confidence, as well as being very social at such a young age, I think that also helps when you're older because you get to talk to so many different people, have lots of opportunities, different events that you get to go to. And yeah.
Yeah, for me, I'd say it's more like my athletic talent. I mean, when you first start, you don't have a racket. It's a lot of sort of moving drills, catching, all of that stuff that gets you into the athletic mindset. And since I started playing tennis, I've definitely gone on to enjoy sports and other athletic activities a lot more than I reckon I would have without it.
And so, Jenna, I heard that you had an amazing opportunity to meet Her Royal Highness Catherine, Princess of Wales.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
Through the WJTI, I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to be interviewed to join the court services team for the Wimbledon tournament. And through that, I was also chosen to be part of the line to meet the princess before she watched the women's final. And it was quite a nerve-wracking experience because I had no idea about it, say the night before or the morning of. I knew quite literally 30 minutes before. And I don't know, we were kind of just there and we talked about how the WJTI gave me the opportunity of getting to talk to her, mm-hmm. and how being part of the court services team got me here. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about the WJTI, what it does.
Okay. And did she know a lot about the program?
I kind of explained to her what the WJTI was and how I was chosen from a young age to join the WJTI. But I think she was very intrigued with how I came about.
And Theo, what kind of doors has WJTI opened up for you? What kind of experiences have you had that you wouldn't have had otherwise?
I mean, I also got to work at Wimbledon, not quite a proficient role as Jenna, but I mean, working in the Ralph Lauren shop in the stockroom, I got to just explore Wimbledon a lot more because I did a lot of deliveries to other stores. So you get to see the bits that you don't actually see when you're just touring and watching the games. But I would say just working at Wimbledon, I'd like to hope that in future that, like, on my resume or CV will open up a lot more options for work, especially in sporting grounds such as coaching, I reckon that's the best sort of opportunity it's given me for my future.
So what next, guys? Like, where are you taking everything that WJTI has given you and going out into the big wide world?
Well, next year, I hope to come back to work again for the Wimbledon tournament, along with play at a university level. Maybe some coaching as well.
Yes, the exact same for me, basically. Maybe a bit more coaching, get a higher qualification, and maybe try coach the next generation coming up. But yeah, very similar, working at Wimbledon, playing at university, just keeping up the social aspect, really, or just having a hit about with my friends.
And okay, one word to describe each other on the court.
You can say the best. I know it's two words, but you can say the best.
Unpredictable.
I'll say consistent. You're always consistently playing well. So
thank you.
That makes it tough.
I mean, for you, it's just you could either be smacking it or drop shot me the next. So yeah.
I'll take that.